Well, it's been a busy show here on RSN Central this morning, and now it's time to head over to the UK to catch up with our great friend, Matthew Chapman. Good evening to you, Matty.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Australia. It's really hard for me to do this show at the moment, actually, because the missus is nibbling me while I'm on air. So it's really not the easiest show to do. But hey, like, you know, often they say Australian men are proper men, but I am proving that a pommy man can survive anything.
Oh, I'm just glad that you're still engaged. Anyway, we'll talk about that a little later.
You're not the only one, but that's not what my bank manager says.
Talking about being persuasive, I read one of your tweets, and you're claiming, and your show over there in the UK are claiming that you are the reason why Nable will stay in training. Can you please explain that?
Yeah, I mean, it basically is down to me. I appealed to Prince Khalid directly on TV on Saturday. I looked straight in the camera. I did almost point at the man, which is obviously rude in some ways, but sometimes you have to point to make a point, so to speak. You know, that's the way life is. You know, honey, I want silk sheets. You point at the silk sheets and you say, that's what I want, and you get them. So that's the way it goes. And I pointed at the screen and I said to the prince, look, you're not getting any younger, which he is not. He cannot deny that. In fact, to be honest, neither can any of us. But in particular, in here, he's getting on a bit. So, you know, to see the offspring of Enable, he has to wait quite a few years, and who knows what's going to happen in those years. And the other thing is, financially, there's nothing to gain from him because he's an owner breeder. He's going to put the sire to Enable in time. So there's no financial gain like there is with a colt where you can sell it for hundreds of thousands of dollars every time you have a good night out with the horse. You know, with Enable, there's no financial gain. So every reason to keep the horse in training. The other thing is the three-year-olds this year in Europe are absolutely motley. And if anyone doesn't know what that means down under, basically pants. So there's no real sort of middle-distance three-year-old coming through. The only one would be Logician, who obviously went a mile and three-quarters in the St. Ledger. He'd come back in distance, but he's owned by Prince Khalid Abdullah. So it's not as if the prince is going to run a Logician against Enable. So in every sense, there is every reason to keep Enable in training. It's the right decision. And I think for the first time in my life, I'm going to say thank you, Australia. And I am going to do that. Thank you, Australia. You are great people. And in particular, thank you to the owners of Winx. Because surely the exploits of Winx, God, I never thought I'd say that, but surely the exploits of Winx have encouraged Prince Khalid to keep Enable in training. Because, of course, Winx went on till she was 1,000 because there was no opposition, and Enable can do the same thing.
Prince Khalid should bring Enable over here for the Cox Plate this time next year.
Well,
can you talk him into that, Matthew, that you're that good with your silk sheets today that maybe you could talk the prince and saying, OK, let's go for a holiday. He's probably going to win the Caulfield Cup with Finch on Saturday, so you might as well win a Cox Plate as well.
Yeah, I mean, Finch is a really good stare, of course. But yeah, look, I'm a big fan of the Cox Plate, even though Mikey Brown and his team decided or opted not to invite me this year. I can't think why. I mean, anyone would think that I'd made a stir last year or something. But anyway, I wasn't invited this year, not wanted. But of course, we got no Winks this time to stir around. Look, I'm a big fan of the Cox Plate. I understand its importance in Australian racing. I understand that for the purists, you'd rather win a Cox Plate than a Melbourne Cup. For the populace, you'd rather win a Melbourne Cup. But I think if you have been steeped in horse racing, you understand, if you're Australian, that to win a Cox Plate is very, very special. And when you look to the list of horses, the Australian horses that have won a Cox Plate, then you understand why it's such an important race in the calendar. It's kind of a mixture of our Eclipse, our Jobmon International, and our Champion Stakes all rolled into one. That's why it's such a big event. So I understand its importance, but the simple fact of the matter is there's no real gain. Just like there was no gain for Winx to come to Europe, other than the fact that she would finally meet some proper opposition, there's no real gain for Enable. Because without being rude to everyone down under, and I appreciate that those down under will refute the claim I'm about to make, but European mile and a quarter, mile and a half horses are in a different stratosphere to Australian mile and a quarter, mile and a half horses. And for that reason, there's nothing to gain for Enable to come down. she doesn't need the prize money, you see. Prince Scarlett, you know, a normal person, if you or I were doing it, we'd just go, money, money, money.
Yeah.
You know, we want the money. Show me the money.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Show me the money. Jerry Maguire, one of my favourite films. If you haven't watched it, do catch up with it one day. Yeah, nothing to gain. That's the problem.
Well, Roger Federer likes to win the Australian Open. Why wouldn't you want to come down here and win the Cox Plate, Matthew?
Well, that's just a ridiculous comparison, isn't it? I mean, honestly, I know you're Australian, but really, that is a ridiculous comparison.
Yeah.
Tennis is not the same as horse racing, mate. Like, tennis is a circuit sport where you go from country to country and you all roam around the planet and you beat each other and probably decide who beat each other, and then you go home and spend all your money and have a great time. It's like, you know, it's a different sport. Although I must say the Australian Open in Melbourne is absolutely fantastic. I love the tennis down.
Now, Matty, what about Mustajir? Can it win a Caulfield Cup, now trained by one of our very best trainers in Chris Lees? And Constantinople, yeah, as well, is at $11, now trained by David Hayes and the Lindsay Park team.
Yeah, Mustajir is an interesting horse, as everyone probably knows by now. Won the Ebor over here, trained by Ger Lance. Don't ever call him Ger. If you are an Australian journalist listening to this, and let's face it, this is the one show that Australian journalists do listen to, do not call him Ger. He will absolutely hate you for the rest of your life. Ger Lance. As you know, now trained by Chris Lee, so no really real reason to mention Ger at all. But he did train it when he won the Ebor. The Ebor is the closest race we have to a Melbourne Cup. Big, big handicap, worth a lot of money these days, even by Australian standards. £600,000 is not to be sniffed at for winning the Ebor. He's a tough, tough horse. Is he good enough to win a Caulfield Cup? Probably not.
No.
He's nowhere near the quality of a Finch, for instance, or possibly even a Constantinople,
okay,
quality-wise.
Hey, Matthew, have you heard about the Everest?
Yes, it's that little sprint that no one goes to race in.
What, 10 sovereigns, can it win?
You know what? He's a lot better than the recent horses. 10 Sovereigns is a really, really hard horse to judge. He's really hard because he was brilliant in the July Cup here over in England, but the first five home in the July Cup were all three-year-olds, very much suggesting the older horses were a pretty poor bunch. And since then, 10 Sovereigns has been very in and out. He was trained up for the 2,000 guineas over a mile to start with. He's turned into a sprinter. Look, this is what I would sum him up. I think 10 Sovereigns has the ability to win at Everest, but I think it's very hard for European horses to win that race. And again, generally, not all the time, but generally, your Australian sprinters are a lot better than ours. I mean, we might destroy you over a mile and a quarter, mile and a half, but in general terms, your sprinters destroy us because it's all about speed down under.
Talking about sprinting, you better get back to your silk sheets. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you very much. Honey, down. Down, honey. Right. Okay, sorry, gotta go. Got things going on here. Bye-bye.